Simin Shin Tes Vav Sif Bey through Dalet Beis Hashem Yisbar. The Machaber says in Sif Bey, Eitim Shetoykin Roshon Ha'echod B'Devan Asfino V'Koyfin Roshon Hashini B'Devan Hashini Shel Asfino. A person Machzal Salim Latel Im Yesh Beruch Von Tefach Oyafilu Ein Beruch Von Tefach Im Ein Bein Zelo Zeh Gimel Tvachim Vashivi Ka'oyel Umot Elif Zalei Mishavis Machzal Salim Latel Tisefes Oyel Arai Vishori Tamze Machzal Spurs Gdei Tefach Mot Elif Zashar Machzal Mishavis Tefach Shom Rokos Menak Vichu. Mechaber says this is better than Mufurshi Gemara in Erev and Dafkov Beis that we saw, that if you have beams going from one side of the boat to the other side of the boat, and the beam, each beam, in the Lashon of the Mechaber is each beam is a tefach. Mishabur says it's pasha that you don't need each beam to be a tefach, even one beam is enough to be a tefach. We'll see that it's maybe not so pasha. Or he says also lechera that it is pasha, I don't know. That even if you don't, each one individually is not a tefach, but if they're within three tefachim of each other, then we say love it, and there's no problem to put on top of the beams a matzalis or a sadin, some type of sheet to cover it over to protect himself from the rain. Now this din is the din batem of being moisif. It's really, we saw also Uncle Flavheim and Beis and Uncle Flamed Chesam and Beis. This is the machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim, whether or not you're allowed to be moisif al oil arai. Chachamim hold you're allowed to be moisif al oil arai b'Shabbos. And Rabbi Eliezer holds that you're not allowed to be moisif al oil arai b'Shabbos. Now this din moisif al oil arai means you're being, the pashtus, the reason why you're allowed to do it, is because once you already have an oil from before Shabbos, then we don't see you making an oil on Shabbos. You're just being mitzvah on a pre-existing oil. The iser of Chazal to make a seis oil on Shabbos is dafka in a case where you're making it, we see you making the oil. Chokamah that the oil is already made from before Shabbos, then there's no problem. The melel, chokamah that you had a tefach before Shabbos, the oil is already made, the mechitzah is already made. There's no problem to add on Shabbos because we don't see you making the oil for the original oil on Shabbos. If that's the lamdus and the chora, it doesn't make a difference whether or not the oil, the original oil is arai or the original oil is keva. Even if the original oil is keva, the chora has no problem to be moisef on it. Moisef al oil arai b'Shabbos. That which Chachomim said that you're allowed to be moisef al oil arai, it doesn't mean that you're being moisef onto an oil which is arai. You're being moisef on an oil in an aradic fashion, even if the oil is the oil keva. And the pashas, that's the Gemara. The Gemara says, machlokes on the Gemara between Rav Elazar and Chachamim is by chakak. Chakak haloin. And chakak haloin is a regular, is the oil keva, a mechitza keva, depends on the two lashonos in Rashi, but it's the oil or a mechitza keva, and you're, according to Chachamim, you're allowed to be moisef on it because you're being moisef in an aradic fashion. And that's how the Mechaber places to go. It doesn't make a difference whether or not you have your house is the oil keva, is the oil from before Shabbos, or it's Arai before Shabbos. Either way, you're being moisif onto a pre-existing oil and it's mutter. Now this din is a dafka in a case where you have a mechitza or an oil which is a tefach along the entire length of the width or the height, and you want to be moisif in one direction. How about, does it also apply in a case where you just have a tefach al a tefach? You have in one corner a tefach al a tefach, and you want to be moisif in both directions, both north-south and east-west. So all you really need at the end of the day is one tefach of oil, or mechitza, and then you can add on in both directions. Rishlam Zalman, Nemzon, Shmei Shabbos Chazal, for example, Rishlam Zalman, in Chavdal, Ar Lamed Hei, that since the Vart is only, the Vart is that you're being moisif on a pre-existing oil, we don't look at it as a pre-existing oil, comment that it's only a tefach al tefach. And he says he's a medayik from the Bir Halacha, actually in the last sif, and the sif aleph. It's not exactly clear. He says, but l'chura, the Vart is, the diuk is from the fact that the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha never really clears this. He cleared the Bir Halacha in Dibur Maslo, Shehoyim Yiboyim Tefach, he cleared, are you allowed to be moisif on a tefach in an oifin that you're making a mechitza materis? In the oifin that you're making an oil which is mater, mechitza materis really. On that he says, l'chur, it's machloikis tacharinim, and the people of Gadim and the Bush Yisrod and the Graz are all makel that you're allowed to. It says that it's not dafka when you're going birachboy, you're going to east west. It's even when you're going north south, you're going up and down, that's also good. He only cleared in one direction. He never cleared going in both directions. The mashmoy says, the theme of Allah is that you can't take your oil in two directions. A tefach on a tefach is not considered an oil aray that you're allowed to be moisif onto it. You're only allowed to be moisif in one direction. And the reason is because a tefach on a tefach, you don't see it as an oil bachal. Only when you have the entire length of the oil, you don't have width. We have the entire width, you just don't have length. Then I see a scholar of an oil. But kokamah, you're adding on both directions, then I don't see any scholar of what you had from before Shabbos. You write that you had a starting point, but you didn't have an oil bachal. You have to first take it to the left, and then you have to take it north-south. In such a case, we don't see it as a skull of an oil, and that would be awesome. Now this halacha is with regard to Bnias oil arai. You let it be moisif onto an oil arai on Shabbos. How about being soyser in oil arai? Can you be soyser in oil arai on Shabbos and leave a tefach? Or not leave anything? So the chorical comment that you're leaving a tefach, then you haven't been soyser the oil. The same way that you let it be moisif onto a pre-existing tefach, so too, there's no problem to be seiser a oil aray as long as you're leaving a tefach. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, kipshutai, that as long as you leave a tefach, so you weren't seiser in Gansen. Mele, since you weren't seiser in Gansen, it's mutter, in Sifta Zayin. The Chazanish, in Nun Bei Zayin, he says, it's not exactly clear, and I saw afterwards that the Shmir Shalos Kalos and Kinnir also had difficulty understanding what the Chazanish was saying. The Chazanish is going back and forth, Mamash in the Sinin of Sira, Mitzadi Lakan and Lakan. And at one point he says that in the Chanam you're allowed to be soyser the entire oil. Not just the tefach, not just up until the tefach. Certainly you're allowed to be soyser the oil up until the tefach. However, he says, in a case where you made the oil on Shabbos, if you made the oil before Shabbos, for sure not. But where you made the oil on Shabbos, there he says there's no problem even to be soyser the last tefach. It seems that the reason is, the way that he says, as Lashon is, you're allowed to leave, for sure you're allowed to knock down up until the tefach, because then you left your oil. And the last tefach, it's not an oil on anything. It's not doing if anything. What's it being mile on? And therefore, it's not a davar which is chashur b'chalal, you're allowed to be sorry to that. What does that mean? If you have that tefach from before Shabbos, then you're allowed to add on to it. So, it's not being a mile on anything, so why do we recommend to be considered an oil? I'm not exactly clear why he understood that's not considered anything, and why it should be mutter to do that. He says it's pashit. He said that it's pashit that if you made it from before Shabbos, then you wouldn't be allowed to be soyser it, because then there would never be a case that you're allowed to be that you're not allowed to be soyser on Shabbos. You would always be allowed to be soyser on oil. He says, "V'lachor is mavur in the Gemara. He's medayik from Kili de Revuno." The Gemara says in Kuflam Atzav Aleph that he saw them that at night they were purse them, and during the day they were soyser them in Gansen. They were on the floor. Shlomo Zalman, it seems in the Shmir Shabbos Nechasa that he names on also that Aruch HaShabbos, they both say that you're allowed to be Seisurit if you leave a Tefach. However, the Aura brings down in Shmir Shabbos Nechasa from Shlomo Zalman, also I didn't understand exactly why, that you're allowed to be Seisurit up until the Tefach. However, the last Tefach, he says, La'achar Zman, Shaper Mutter Lister Gamas HaTefach. Not exactly sure why. But the theme of the Dharma of the Paiskim is like the Shulchan Aruch Harav of the Mechaber Zmanin, was like the Shulchan Aruch Harav, that you're allowed to be Seisir, an oil which was made on Shabbos, you're allowed to be Seisir it up as long as you leave a Tefach, and L'chur, even if it was made before Shabbos, L'chur, you're allowed to be Seisir if you leave a Tefach. L'chur. Any oil that you're allowed to make on Shabbos, you would allowed to be Meisim onto that, L'chur, you're allowed to be Seisir also. And therefore, as long as you're leaving a Tefach, it still has the same oil, and there's no problem to be Seisir. If it's made before Shabbos, actually it's not clear. If it's made before Shabbos, you didn't make it on Shabbos, Lav Dafka, you have to be Seisir. If you made it on Shabbos, you'd have to be Seisir up until the Tefach. Now this tefach of ve'ilah to be meisaf on, the pashtus is that it doesn't have to be a square tefach. It doesn't have to be flat. Even if it would be round, it would also be a tefach. Dahainu, the reason why that we say a machzeles, the mat which is wrapped up. The Machaber says that if you have a mat which is wrapped up, and at the end it's all tight, and you have a circle, and the circle which you're going to unfold, you're going to unravel, you're going to unroll this circle to cover your whatever it is, your tent. That tefach, that circle of mat which is wrapped up, does not count as a tefach. The reason why it doesn't count as a tefach is not because it's round, and something which is round can't be an oil. Even something which is round could be an oil. The reason why over here it's not an oil is because it doesn't look like it was placed there to be an oil. Maybe the reason is because we see that something which is just wrapped up and it's going to be unrolled in a minute. We don't see that it was left there as an oil. But in an economical comment that we see something that was placed there for an oil, then it would be considered an oil even if it's round. That's why it's very geschmack, that which Mishnah Berurah says, that if you take this kricha, you take this machzelis, this chach that you have that's wrapped up in a circle, and you put it somewhere else to act as an oil, then in Echnami that would be aser. There's no problem with the etzim in it being round. He says the same thing with regard to the poles, the beams that go from one side of the boat to the other side of the boat. He says shereicha va'etz ogol tefach. Ha'etz ha'ogol hu tefach, as the Gersa that Chazon Ish says. Reicha va'etz ogol haya tefach. There's no problem be'etzem in an oil being round. You could have an oil which is round. The only problem is when it doesn't look like it was placed there for an oil, like in this case of the mat which was wrapped up, it doesn't look like it was placed there for an oil, and therefore it does not act as an oil. But the fact that it's round, it does not detract from its oil abilities. Not only that, the Chazon Ish tells that the only time it's the wrapped up machzelis does not act as an oil is only if you want to unroll it on Shabbat. Because, however, if you want to leave it wrapped up and you want to put on another machzelis next to it, that would be mutter. This is because we'll use that wound up machzelis as an oil, and you're just adding on to that. You're not unwinding it, you're not unrolling it. The whole problem, it seems that he understood, the Chazon Ish understood, is that when something which is wound up, we don't see, if you're going to unroll it, we don't see it now acting as an oil, because it's not in its form. You're not using it as it's going to move. It's not going to stay in the same place. You're going to unwind it. And the Mela, the Chanami, will come with that you're not going to, and you're going to leave it where it is and add on another machzelis. The Chazon Ish says that that's not a problem, and you could even use the kricha as a part of the oil. But certainly it's clear that even something which is round could work as an oil, as long as the diameter is a tefach, even if at the bottom where it's sitting, the chera, is not a tefach, but since the diameter from side to side is considered a tefach, that would be enough, would be considered an oil. Now the practical application of this halacha, which some of the ulama asked about this, is a folding door, accordion door, or a folding mechitza that they have. If it's an accordion door which is attached to the wall, then bepashtus there's no problem opening and closing it, because we see that it's on hinges, it's like a regular door. That's what it's made for. If you have a mechitza which is folded up and it's not attached, then even though the chur, it seems that that's what it's made for, but since it's not on hinges, we don't look at it as something which is not attached to the wall. We don't see it as a door. It can move around from place to place. Therefore, it would be a problem even if each individual board is more than a tefach, but since when it's all closed together, we don't see it as mechitza, even if all the boards together would be wider than a tefach, when you have each, let's say the width of each board is a half a tefach, and you have six boards together. So all together, you have three tefachim. But since when you're going to spread it out, and you're going to open up your mechitza, your accordion mechitza, it's not going to look like that anymore. We don't look at it as mechitza b'chla when it's put together. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. That was really the end of last sif. But it's really also going to get to this if chayin paravan, which they bring down as this mechitza miskapela, she'im nin mufsha tefach merav Shabbos, mot lepashtei kulay, if mayim mekupol, af agav she'kulay harbi yis metefach, le'mahanish ve'lenas azeh b'shul mechitza. If when it's all folded together, and it's all folded up, and it's pressed together, then even though the width at the end of the day is more than a tefach, but since it's not acting as mechitza at that point, then it's not considered a mechitza, and you would not be at, if you don't have a mechitza tefach, you would not be able to unfold it. As long as you unfolded part of it, one board, before Shabbos, and you already have a tefach, then it's no problem to unfold the rest of it. What's that? The length of each one is long enough to be mechitza. If it's more than a tefach. Because we don't see that when it's all folded together, then it's like it's a wrapped up machzalas, which wasn't put there as mechitza. We don't see it as that you have mechitza from before Shabbos already. Once you open part of it, then we see that it's like. Theoretically, it is mechalik between the two places. It's no different than the machzalas, which is wound up and it's on top of your tent. Doesn't make a difference. We don't see it, since it's something which is made to unwind, unroll, we don't see it when it's wound up that it's a mechitza.
What if it had a big letter that said mechitza on it?
That wouldn't make a difference. Sure. It has to be nikum mitzad atzma. It's not. If it's not going to be in the same position that it was lechatchila, ulai. The question is whether or not, since it's already set up in a certain way, we already see that it's already porous. We already see that it's already split up. Even if it's going north to south, you'll have to move it east to west. Because you already have the mechitza, it's already kayim. Once you already have it as acting as a mechitza, then there's no problem to move it from in direction. Now, when you want to be meisif on an oil of a tefach, how do you have to be meisif it? Do you have to add it from the side that you have the tefach, or can you start from the second side and unwind whatever it is and add on, and you'll meet the tefach at the other side? For example, if you have a sukkah and you have cover over in one side of the sukkah, you have one tefach on the right side. Now, can you add on from the left side, put down schach from the left side, and unwind it, that will stretch out and it'll hit the right side? Or you have to specifically be meisif from the side that you already have the tefach. The Shmir Shabbos Tefatza says kipshuta, that you have to add from the side. It doesn't mean that from Shlomo Zalman, kimdumani. But he names on that you have to start from the side that you have the tefach. He's medayik in the oral from the Chazanish sounds. He says matzil lifreis min halavu. The Chazanish says in nun beis ches. When he's talking about you're adding on to a lovin, he says that you're adding on from the lovin. Why do you have to add on from the lovin? Now, lechura, if you're not unwinding something, you're just throwing something on at altogether, and you're covering over the entire area at once, lechura, it doesn't make sense. You should have to start dafka from one side more than the other side. The only question is, when you're starting from side A instead of side B, side B instead of side A, where you have the oil, that's where you have the shayla. Now, lechura the chiddush, the Mishnah Berurah kimdumani never mentioned such a thing that you have to start from that side, and it's a chiddush. Why? Because once you have an oil, then it means that I already look at. If I'm sitting in a sukkah and I have one tefach that goes from side to side, I already see that I have an oil on top of me. So what's the difference which side I start from? I'm just adding on to that oil. You're right that it's starting from the left side instead of starting from the right side, which I already have the oil. But I'm not making a new oil. I already see that I have an oil on top of me. Or I already see that there's mechitza in front of me. As long as it's going to go from side to side, l'chor, it's a big chiddush to say that you should have to go dafka from the side that you already have the oil. The Maisa, Shmir Shabbos Gechasa, brings down from Shlomo Zalman that there's a difference between whether or not you're spreading it out all at once, or you're adding a little bit at a time. It's as if you're spreading it all at once, and you're not to be machmer. However, in a case where you're doing a little bit, you're adding on a little bit to the mechitza at a time. His lashon is yitochin de toiv lahachmer. It's mashmer that also he doesn't hold that as meikur, and then you have to go dafka. Yitochin de toiv lahachmer. If you have the yichurlis, mashmer says if you have the yichurlis that to add from the side, it doesn't make a difference. You can add from the side that you have the tefach. So miyoyis toiv, I'll take you should start from that side. If you can't. And in Chanami, Lechur, that's the theme of the Riyam Shabur also, is that you could start from any side. Therefore, if you could start from the side, they have the Tefach, Matei V'Manoim. If you could put it all on at once, also, that's terrific. If you can't, Lechur, there's no problem to add on from the other side. Now, the Mishnah Berurah seems to say, with regard to adding on to an oil, that you're also allowed to add on to an oil which was made from lovud. In other words, if you have two strings or two beams that are less than a tefach each, and in between the two beams you have 2.5 tefachim, so in din we say that it's all covered up and you have a din of lovud. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you're allowed to add on to that. You don't even have to cover over the lovud. You don't have to cover over those two beams, the airspace in between. You already have oil. You're allowed to add on to that, starting from the end of the 2.5 tefachim, whatever is the third tefach, you're allowed to add on your oil. Now, the Chazanish is chaylik, and the Chazanish says, no, the din oil is, lovin is not an oil. Lovin doesn't make it an oil. Lovin makes it that it's closed. Since it's closed, there's no problem to put on a nut on top of those two beams. You're allowed to put on, you're allowed to cover up those two beams and make an oil. In other words, if you have two beams and in between you have 2.5 tefachim, you're now allowed to take a blanket and cover over those two beams. So you should now have an oil. You should be covered over with a blanket from beam to beam. But to add on, not to cover that over, and to add on in addition to the lavud, he says that lavud is not an oil. Lavud is just susim. It's you as it's covered. If it's covered, then you're allowed to put on another covering. That's not a problem. However, if it's not covered, then you're not allowed to add on. Now that is, to a certain extent, that's the deek of the lashon of the mechaber. The mechaber says that each beam has to be a tefach, or all the beams have to be in between each beam, it has to be less than 3 tefachim. It's mashman that it's not just enough for in between one beam, it's two beams, less than 3 tefachim, and then you're adding on to the rest of the boat. No, the entire boat that you want to cover over has to be that in between each of the beams that's going across the boat, it has to be less than 3 tefachim. Then you're allowed to cover over the entire thing. But to add on, if you want to leave your lovin in one place and add on without covering over that he says is usur. Not only that, he says even when you want to cover it over, and now he says you have an easy etza, fine. So you're not allowed to start, you can't leave your two beams empty and then start another oil. So cover over those two beams, and now you have a proper oil, and then continue. He says, no, that's also not going to work. Because the mechitzah, which is an oil which was not made from before Shabbos, you can't add on to that on Shabbos. If the oil was only made on Shabbos, you can't add on to that. Lovin makes it that it's sasum. Lovin is not an oil time, the chazanish. And therefore, all you're allowed to do is cover it over. Once it's covered over, you want to add on to that? You can't, because you can't add on to an oil that you didn't have from before Shabbos. Now, lefidus, if it's one tefach, so you have a proper oil, then you're allowed to add on to that. But if your whole oil is only a lavud oil, then you're not allowed to. If each of your two beams is a half a tefach and a half a tefach, or a quarter of a tefach and a quarter of a tefach, and in between is less than 3 tefachim, so therefore the only reason why it's considered oil is because of lavud, you're not allowed to add on to that on Shabbat. What?
Why?
How do you know all of them? When it starts on saying off, well, the truth is
them,
what? Very good. Okay, good. The truth is, if you look at the Aruch Hashem, I'm not going to speak this out. Once you spoke it out, what they're asking over here is that the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is that every beam has to be a tefach, and he says also in between each. If it's not a tefach, then in between each one of them, it has to be less than 3 tefachim. Now, the same way the Mishnah Berurah says is pashut that every beam doesn't have to be a tefach, so too, as long as you have one which is a tefach, so too over here, you can say in between each one, it doesn't have to be less than 3 tefachim, as long as in between two of them is 3 tefachim, that's enough. If you look at the Lashon of the Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan splits it up. Imam takes the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch and he splits it up. He says, each one of the beams has to be a tefach. He says, lav dafka, as long as one beam is a tefach, that's enough. However, when it comes to lavud, he says between each of the beams there has to be less than 3 tefachim. So he says when it comes to if you want to add on to a beam which is a tefach, so you have an oil which is a tefach, there's no problem. As long as you have one oil which is a tefach, you'll add, cover over the rest of your boat. However, when it comes to lavud, he says like that, he seems to understand like the Chazon Ish, that you're only allowed to cover it over, but you're not allowed to add on. Fidus Lachara will have a terrace to the Marshal's Kasha. Rekiv Eger brings down, Rekiv Eger here in Sif Beis, is Messiah the Taisus that we saw in Erevin Daf Kuf Beis Mun Aleph. Taisus in Erevin Kuf Beis Mun Aleph says that it's pashut that there's no problem to take two strings and put them up on Shabbos. Take two strings less than 3 tefachim away and string them from one side of the room to the other side of the room. It says that you're allowed to do, even though in between the two strings you don't have 3 tefachim. So it's ki'ilu as if you have lavud in between the two strings, and it's ki'ilu as if you're making an oil on Shabbos. Taisus says there's no problem to put it up on Shabbos. Sasam alei pirish, he doesn't say why. Some Rishonim say the reason is because we don't say lavud l'chumra. To answer you to make lavud on Shabbos, that we're not going to say. Therefore, to put up two strings less than the imel tefachim way is not a problem. Frek the marashon on Taisus, and he blives to Arachin, he says, Eivazei, you never have a problem to make an oil on Shabbos. Put up two strings. And once you have two strings, so then you already have lavud in between the two strings. And once you have lavud, you're allowed to add on. to the rest of your mechitza. You let it add on to your oil. So according to, it's mavur in the Gemara that that's not the case. It's mavur in the Gemara that only because they had the beams going across before Shabbos, that's why it was mutter. But to put two strings across the boat on Shabbos, to make a lovud, and make a oil, and then cover over the rest of the boat, he says, the chur is mavur in the Gemara. That's not mutter. Tzarechein according to Tesis. Truth is, if you look at the Tesefes Shabbos, the Tesefes Shabbos says, in the Chanami, you're allowed to do that. As long as you beat the halacha with a halachic loophole, then you're good to go. So the only reason Gemara didn't say that you could do that is because the beams that we're talking about that go from side to side of the boat, they have to be stuffed inside. There's a hole that they have to stick it inside and it gets stuck inside very tight. It's usher out making a kli on Shabbos. Shemi Yitka. That's such a chash. However, Be'etzin, there's no problem to do it on Shabbos. According to the Tesefes Shabbos, there's no problem. It's lachor, a massive chiddush. It's going to come out. There's no problem ever to make a mechitza on Shabbos. You just have to know how to do it. As long as you know how to do it, then it's mutter. How do you do it? You first start by making a lovud mechitza. Take two strings and run it across, either from the ceiling to the floor, and it'll be less than three tefachim away. That's not usher, says Tesis. To take two strings that are less than three tefachim away, it's not usher, even though you have lovud in between. Oh, you already have lovud in between. You already made yourself a mechitza. You already made yourself an oil. Once you make yourself a mechitza or an oil, there's no problem to add on to the rest, to whatever direction you want. However, I don't think anybody else says that, like, besides from the Tesefes Shabbos. And the Shailah is, why not? So according to the Chazanish, it's very gishmak. The Chazanish says the whole din of being moisif onto an oil arai is only if you had the tefach before Shabbos. To make a tefach on Shabbos and then add onto that on Shabbos, that you're not allowed to do. Only if you had from before Shabbos, then you're being moisif onto a pre-existing. That's the chur, the whole moided. From throughout the Gemara we saw, when is it mutter to make an oil on Shabbos, when is it usher? If we see you making an oil for the first time on Shabbos, then it's usher. If we don't see you making an oil for the first time on Shabbos, then it's going to be mutter. Mamela kokama, that we didn't see this oil from before Shabbos, then we see you making oil on Shabbos. Maybe we can move down to, we spoke to the oil about this a little bit, burr on Shabbos. Burr on Shabbos, lechur, there's an easy way to get out of any problem of burr on Shabbos. How is that? You have black jelly beans and yellow jelly beans. And no one likes black jelly beans. Everybody likes the yellow jelly beans. So you want to take out the black jelly beans. How are you allowed to do that? So one way is you could pull out all the yellow jelly beans and eat them. That's eichem dechselas, that's fine. However, let's say you're not eating jelly beans now. You're getting it ready for Shal Shiris. And now it's after the first Suda, the morning Suda, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Shal Shiris is at 7 o'clock. And you want to make sure that everything is ready for Shal Shiris. So therefore you start very early, even though you don't need 6 hours to prepare. If you did, then you would be able to start then. You need 45 minutes to prepare, but later on you're going to be sleeping. You want to prepare your jelly beans now. So how do you separate the yellow jelly beans from the black jelly beans? So there is no way. You're stuck. If you don't like the black jelly beans, there's no way that you could do it. That should be mutter. Because you have to wait. You can only do it if you want to eat the yellow jelly beans. You don't want to eat them, so you can't. You have to wait till later. What's the problem? The shaila is, the only time that it's a problem is when you take good from bad. But if you don't care what you take, then there's no problem to take anything out. So just close your eyes, stick your hand inside, and pick up whatever comes. What do you have in your hand? Oh, the yellow jelly bean, put on the right side. Once it's out, there's no burr. Close your eyes, stick your hand inside, pick up. Oh, black jelly bean? Later. I didn't care what came up. I don't really care what comes. Whatever comes is fine. So as soon as I take it out, then there's no iser whatsoever of burr, because I don't care what comes. The only problem is when you're picking something out. Here I'm not picking anything out. I don't care what comes to my hand. And then put it on the side. And when the time you finish, you'll have a pile of yellow jelly beans and black jelly beans. Is that mutter or not? Rabbi Falk, in the Sefer Machaz Eliyahu, has a long chew about this. And he comes out at the end of the day that it's usher. His biggest raya is from the fact that Chazal never said that it's mutter. And Chazal are looking for all types of things that it should be mutter, and they never came up with this idea. He says at the end of the tshuva, I know that people aren't going to be so happy with that. Therefore, when I was in Yerushalayim, he's from England, when I was in Yerushalayim, I went to Rav Shlomo Zalman, I went to Boyashiv, and both of them said that it's usher. Now the shaila is, why is it usher? What did you do that's usher? As soon as you took out the jelly bean from inside of the mixture, you didn't do anything wrong. Because you didn't care what came to your hands. You're not picking anything out of a mixture. You don't care what comes to your hand. Once it's out of the mixture, then there's no tarevis anymore. You let it put it wherever you want. So what did the guy do wrong? Says the Archa Shabbos, you know what the guy did wrong? We put all the clips together and we make it one maisa. It's not two separate maisim. We see that you have one long maisa of brera. What do we see you trying to do? We see you trying to sort it. So therefore we put everything together and we see that you're trying to take it out and put it into different piles. Even though you did it in two stages, but we look at it as all one maisa. al derech his yisurin, this yisurin, you can say the same thing when you're making a oil on Shabbos. To take two strings and line them up together to make a lovad. And then once it's a lovad, you'll have a heter to add on and make another mechitza. Then we say that it's all considered one ma'isa. We see you making an oil on Shabbos. The whole heter is to add on to pre-existing oil from before Shabbos. To make an oil on Shabbos, even if you make it in two stages, we see you making an oil on Shabbos, and therefore it's going to be asr. And therefore? And even if you take a break in between, it'll still be asr. And even if you do part of it at night, Friday night, and the next day it's Shabbos afternoon before Shal Shuz, it'll still be asr. Even, what? It's only if you're trying to do that the whole time. In a chanam, if you weren't trying to do that, then 100%, that's not a problem. If you're trying to throw jelly beans at your friend, so you just pick out whatever comes, and after it's in your hand, the third one, you say, you know what, I don't want to throw any more jelly beans, you gotta put that down on the side. That's not a problem. That's not, even if you don't like black ones. What? I'm saying the same thing over here, look, by the oil, it's gonna be the same thing. No, maybe the Chazanish Taka doesn't hold that. I'm saying, L'chura, this Yisrael doesn't even have to be limited to the Chazanish. Even the Mishnah Berurah could agree to that you can't make an oil. He holds that if you have two strings from before Shabbos, you're allowed to even add on to those two strings without covering over the two strings. But the original Yisrael to say of the Chazanish that you can only add on to something which is existing before Shabbos, that even the Mishnah Berurah agrees. The whole Machlekes is, when you have two strings, do I look at that as an oil or not? Chazanish says, I don't look at that as an oil. Mishnah Berurah says, no, I do look at that as an oil. Lamaisa, according to Mishnah Berurah, if you have two strings, you're allowed to add on, even without covering over the strings, you're allowed to add on.
You keep adding strings, you put up two strings and cover it over, and another string, you have to see them in the lower, and then cover it over again. It's bad, so you need to make a chitza.
The problem is that.
Not
according to the Chazanish, it's not going to help.
Why?
According to.
Hang up two strings, and then now the love is suffering, and you cover it over.
Yeah.
If you have one more string, and the string there is love is suffering, and you can then cover it over.
Nope.
Using the
same glove, not using the Chazanish. No, because according to the Chazanish, you're not allowed to cover it. A lovet that you didn't have from before Shabbos, then you're making an oil on Shabbos, because the lovet doesn't have a shame oil. Only if you had the lovet from before Shabbos, then you could cover it over, because we look at it as susan. But if you don't have a lovin on Shabbos, then you're making a lovin, you're making an oil on Shabbos that you didn't have before Shabbos. If you're not adding on. What's that? That's just what you say. It allows you to cover it over ba'etem. But it's not a what's that? It's only because it's awesome before Shabbos. You can't make a lovin' on Shabbos.
Well,
that's what you said.
Because
that's
because
me putting on that thing
is considered
a
tzaddik.
You know what I'm saying?
He learns that that's what's mutter. Right. He learns that that's considered a tzaddik. Putting covering over the two strings. That's the Chazanish said. It's considered a tzaddik. Because you have a din that it's awesome, and you're adding on another oil onto that plate. Doesn't have a lashon. Good. Either way, that's in the Chazanish Lechur. According to the Mishnah Berurah, we want to tie now that as long as you have two strings up from before Shabbos, you're allowed to cover over the two strings. You don't even have to cover the two strings. You could add on without covering over the two strings, because we look at the two strings as an oil. However, it could be, and Lechur the Pasha should be, that to make it on Shabbos, an entire oil that you didn't have from before Shabbos, that would be usher, even according to the Mishnah Berurah. You're only allowed to add on to pre-existing oil from before Shabbos, not to make an oil which did not exist. That's with regard to Siv Bey. Siv Gimel. Mitok, Shmamida Nisa, Osir Laniah Haraglaim, Tchila Laniah Haleim Akroshim, Eliyosim Akroshim, Tchila Ba'avim, Rechaka Haraglaim, Tachtein. Hanimilik Sharaglaim, Him Dapim, Mikubarim, Mikubarim, Dapim, Yadeva, Haraglaim, Shamita Shalanu, Bechinak Leishof, and Mother Bukal Gavin. The Mishnah Berurah seems to learn Medasa Machaber like the Taz learns. that there's three klalim with regard to this. If you come out, if you need to come out with any bidisarid of in Hilchas Oil, this is probably the main one that you have to come out with, is this Taz, which it seems that the Mishnah Berurah goes like this Taz Halacha L'Maisa. And that is that there's three basic halachas with regard to making an oil on Shabbos. If you're making an oil to protect you from the sun, from the rain, from whatever it is, and you're planning on being mishtamish underneath it, you didn't make it to use the top of it, you made it to protect you from the elements that are above you, and it's going to be on top of you. There, you're not allowed to spread it out on Shabbos, even if there's no mechitzas whatsoever. Not that there's no poles holding it up. There's no wall on any side. Because you made a proper, that's the quintessential oil, you're using it as an oil to protect you, therefore it doesn't make a difference whether or not there's mechitzas on the bottom or not. That's the oil that Chazal asered, and therefore it doesn't need mechitzas, it's asr. You're being mishtam, mishtaftav, that's enough, and that's asr. Which would mean to spread out onto four poles would be a problem. For example, we'll get to that in a minute. We'll get to these tables in a minute. The second case of oil is a case where be'etzem what you're trying to do is spread out something to use the top. For example, a bed. Then you spread out, you have legs, and you spread out a piece of wood, or you spread out a mat, or you spread out a piece of leather on top of the mattress, on top of the legs. That way you could sleep on top of it, you could sit on top of it. The ikar of what you're trying to do is to use the top. However, you also need the bottom, you're also going to be mishtamish in the bottom. What's such a case? A bed. A bed you want to sleep on, and you're still going to use the bottom to stick your shoes underneath. There the Taz says that if you have, it's only usr if you have two mechitzes on two sides of it, and you put down something on top of it, it's not enough to have legs. You have to have walls underneath it for it to be awesome. Or else it's not considered as you made an oil because you're not using it to protect, you're not using it for what's underneath it. In a case where you made it just to use the top, for example a table, that you're just using the top and you're not sticking anything underneath it, the only time that it's going to be awesome is when you have four walls. In other words, all four sides are covered over. There is a mashmois in the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha, the Rimaschal Mita, that three walls is the same thing as four walls. Gimel Havei Kedalin, says the Bir Halacha. Shlomo Zalman says that's not going to leave in Hilchasa. Either way, you need that roiv of it should be covered, or the entire thing should be covered on all sides. That way you have, even if you're not planning on using underneath it, you have a box, and you stick a board on top of the box. That's a problem, because since the box has four walls on, it's covered on all sides, the mele you have a proper place to be mishtamish underneath the oil. It's properly protected on all sides. Therefore, it's usher even if you're not planning on being mishtamish underneath it at all. Now, these last two cases, whether you have two walls on the side or four walls on the side, for it to be usher, the Mishnah Berurah says it's dafka if you made it on Shabbos. Either you put up the walls on Shabbos, or you move them from place A to place B, and then you put on the top on Shabbos. However, if they were standing there from before Shabbos, then in a chanami, there's no problem to cover it over on Shabbos. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah says, it seems like a fourth halacha almost. He says, with regarding a chimney that you have from before Shabbos, that the walls are all there from before Shabbos. You're not putting anything on. He says, nevertheless, to cover it over, to close the chimney, Kenzan would be a problem. Brings down from the Magen Avraham, Kenzan would be a problem. He says, the walls are there from before Shabbos. Says the Shaar Tzion, an interesting lashon. Says even though they're there before Shabbos, Efshar Da'acha Kimin the Kavanasei B'Simasei Litzdoim Hanekev Adiv Tvei Mikder. Says Kenzan that over here it's worse. Even though they're already there from before Shabbos, but it's worse because your whole kavan is to close it up. Sounds like you want to, maybe because you want to keep the heat inside, you want to keep the smoke from going out. It's not exactly clear. Your whole kavanah is to close it up, so therefore it's more chazer. Is that what he's trying to do? Protect himself from the cold air, or he doesn't want the heat to go out? I think he just doesn't want the heat to leave. But it's not bad to be trying to protect himself. How do you realize that he wants to close it up? Now, l'chura, according to this, nevertheless, says the Mishnah Berurah, that if your chimney is less than 3 tefachim wide, for sure you could be mekel, because we reckon the whole chimney to be closed because of lavin, chazan shizmamash chalik, but we reckon the whole thing to be closed because of lavin, and therefore you could be mekel. With this in mind, one of the questions that we mentioned, and that was, someone is making a kiddush and wants to cover his kitchen counters with a tablecloth instead of food on top. Is there any problem covering the sink with a tray underneath the tablecloth so the food won't fall into the sink? This actually was a question that happened to me many a year ago, about 12 years ago. I wanted to make a kiddush in my kitchen, and wanted to put down a board inside to cover over the kitchen sink, and somebody told me that that should be a problem of oil, and therefore it's a problem. I had to learn oil at the time, so I didn't argue with him, and instead I stuck a box inside the sink and I covered it over differently. That shouldn't be a problem of oil. L'chor, there's no problem. L'chor, there's no problem to cover it over. First of all, the mechitzas are there from before Shabbat, and therefore you're not being mishtamash with underneath it, and you didn't make the mechitzas on Shabbat. Since you didn't make the mechitzas on Shabbat, it's not a problem. Certainly, if it's less than Gimel Tzvachim in one of the directions, for sure it's not a problem, because then you have a lavet according to Mishnah Berurah. Even if it's not, still L'chor, there should be no problem, because my kavan is not listay manekev, because I'm trying to keep in something inside the... I'm just trying to cover it that I should be able to use on top of it. I don't want anything underneath it. L'chor is certainly in such a case, it's not daimet shimini, where you're trying listay manekev to prevent the heat from going out. In such a, you want something underneath it for preventing from going out, that would be a problem. But if you're just trying to cover it over, L'chor, for sure, if it's less than Gimel Tzvachim, which it could very well be that my sink was less than Gimel Tzvachim at that time, but even if it wasn't, L'chor, you would have a heter to cover it over, as long as your kavan is not listed menekev. The mechitzah is already there from before Shabbos, there's no problem to put something down on top of it. What? What's that? It's not a davar rachav. Rachav. Can't say that's only also a problem if you move it from place to place. But if you don't move it from place to place, maybe it's not. We'll say it's Sefer Gimel. Also, L'chor is not. Okay, we'll get to Davar Rachav then. What is considered Davar Rachav? What's a Davar Rachav? What's not a Davar Rachav? I don't know. We'll get to him. Table's not, means it's not. We'll get to him. Beis Hashem. That's further down. With regard to... putting up tables, Vizmanenu. Okay, we'll have it. We'll go how it is in order here. It's just like a lot of order, maybe, but just because we questioned the question. The yisuri that we said l'chora, according to this, will come out that it's mutter l'chora. According to the last yisuri that we said, according to the first yisuri of the Mishnah Berurah, the Taz, that the only time that it's going to be that any time that you have that you're making it to protect you underneath, you made it to protect you from something on top or to use underneath, that's your whole kavana, then even if you don't have mechitzas, it's going to be a problem. Therefore, l'chor, if children, or adults for that matter, want to make an oil on Shabbos, they want to cover themselves over, pick up the pillows of the couch, and stick it on top of the armrest of the couch, and hide underneath it, or take a blanket and put it over two chairs and go underneath it, over two beds and go underneath it. L'chor, in these cases where the whole kavana is to be mishtamish underneath it, then in a chanami, it should be a problem of making an oil, even if theoretically if you didn't have mechitzas there. Certainly when they make two mechitzas or four mechitzas, l'chor should be a problem, and being that it's a problem to make it, it's also, if they made it, it would be a problem to be safe to it. Therefore, is there any issue for a child to make a tent by using couch pillows as a roof over the couch? Yeah, Pashas, there is. That's what all the Mechaber's Manenu say, that it is a problem. And if he did it already, or he stuck sitting on the floor for the rest of the Shabbos, yeah, if you don't have any other... then if you don't have any... And? Can you tell him to clean up the room? So somebody asked me that this morning. Somebody asked me that this morning. Okay. I think not, no. We say sir, an oil that's made on Shabbos. If you could explain to me the Chazon Ish, then I could answer that question. But I didn't know. There's those that understand, that bring down, the Rosh Hashanah, when he quotes the Chazon Ish, he says, oh, the Chazon Ish only mattered you if you leave a tefach at the end of the day. But l'chor, if you'd be able to leave a tefach, in such a case, in a chanami, to be able to take it off and leave a tefach, then in a chanami it should be mutter. But to dismantle the entire thing, l'chor is a problem. The Rosh Hashanah says that. He says that you should not take it apart, it's also to put it together, it's also to take it apart on Shabbos. Now, I saw the Piskei Tshuva something very interesting. He says in Ha'ara there, Ha'ara 6, he says that when a child makes it, Ein adam oyser davar shenu shaloi. says that they don't have yechirlis to ask this thing which is not theirs. It's only in kavana, and since they say that it's for kavana of making a hideout, but it's not really a hideout, and therefore he uses it together b'tzirf that klape the gedolim, the klape his parents who own it, then it's or whoever it is who's the balabayas, who's the achroy on it, then he's klape him. He looks at the oil as an oil only the covered, not for, and therefore it's mutter to take it off. I thought it was a pretty big chiddush, but then I saw that Rabbi Karp brings down a very similar svara from Rabbi Yashu. He does add on and say, "Afapi shalezachinu l'rentes l'seiv daitu shalmaron." Lamaisi said it. That's what he says. Lamaisi he said it. However, Rabbi Yashu, even though he said that you shouldn't, unless it's a makom atzer, you shouldn't dismantle it. And if you want to dismantle, you should do it with a shinui. In other words, take your foot and yank out the chair from underneath with your foot and do it like that. Or you could have maybe the kids take care of it, take it, tell them to clean it up. Maybe. What's that? If the kids have, no. So the question is whether or not this is, he's working with the same type of svar, that it's not considered, he's not the bialim, he's not the bialim, it's lachor, it's not talin das, it's talin maisa. So then he wanted to say, since be'etzim, they can't, it's not the maisa. Oh, so we'll get to that in a minute. Lav dafka is an oil, we'll get to, it's really chuppah. I would wish I could get the sefer. What should I do with the oil? We'll give the oil a vaysai. We have to move. The halacha is brought down in Sif Hei. The Magen Avraham says that you're allowed to put up a chuppah on Shabbos. You're allowed to put up a chuppah on Shabbos. Why are you allowed to put up a chuppah on Shabbos? Why not to put up a chuppah on Shabbos? So the way that Mishnah Berurah seems to understand why you're allowed to put up a chuppah on Shabbos is because it's already made from before Shabbos. Since it's all attached to the poles before Shabbos, it's Ovid V'Koyin, there's no problem spreading it apart. However, the Noid Yehuda and many other people are chelik. They say this svar of Ovid V'Koyin only applies when you're not using underneath it. You're using a chair, you're using a table, you're using a bed, you're using these things that are made for on top of it. You want to say it should be also an oil underneath it? No, it's Ovid V'Koyin, that's not what you're trying to do. But if you're trying to make an oil, Ovid V'Koyin doesn't work. So why are you allowed to make a chuppah? Because the only Asri L'Shem covered. You're not trying to protect yourself from anything when you make a chuppah on top of you. Since it's only us in the covered, therefore it's not an oil b'chol. Memela, tainas the piskin shuvas. Anytime that you make something on top of you, it doesn't have to be an oil. It's only oil because you decided that it's an oil because you want to play underneath it. Clapping those that are bigger, maybe an economy, it's not oil. Us in the covered b'alma. They have no recht to define this oil as an oil which is usr, rather than oil of covered. Okay. Either way, most of the piskin's minor seem to say that it is problematic. And therefore, lechatchila certainly, one should refrain from doing this. Find a different game, or do it in a way that it's already mutter. Make it a place where you already have a tefach, and they can be moisef on oil tefach. We'll find other ways, beis Hashem behemshech, of how we can make hideouts around bunk beds and other things that should be mutter. Just do it. Teach them the mutter way to do it instead of the problematic way to do it. Now, that's with regard to making a proper oil. However, if you're making you're playing with clicks, or you're playing with Kapla, magnetiles, Lego, these type of things, building toys, L'chari, even if you're going to make a tefach oil, you're going to make an oil of a tefach, and you stick cars underneath it, you're making a ramp and a bridge, and whatever it is, you're making something underneath it, L'chari, Kipshutai, in such a case, it's not a problem with this oil. Because we don't see it, we see it as a door, we don't see it as an oil. It's something which is made to put together and dismantle. Even something which is a couch, we see it as arai, but it's not made to use like that. But something which is made, then it's a toy. We don't look at it as you're making something, dismantling it. Though I do know the Aruch HaShabbos says that it is. One should reframe. I have difficulty understanding potentially a problem, and there are those that I saw B'Shem Chaim Pinchas said he says that it's mutter. But l'chura, that's any time with all these types of toys, we don't see it as you're doing it. We don't see it as you're building. We don't see any boine. We don't see any tzeveya. We don't see any kosev. We don't see any all these type of things that you mean that you're doing kosev. If you make letters, it might be, but it's also to make it, to put together, and we, the same way like a door. The same way that closing a bottle, like the Magen Avraham says, it's not a problem with us. We don't see it as a binyan. We don't see it as a steer. You're supposed to build and put it together. We don't see it as a binyan b'chol. Now, with regard to putting together tables, bizmanenu, the Mechaber says that bizmanenu, there's no problem. Doesn't make a difference.
Even though,
yes, doesn't make a difference. Are you allowed to button your shirt for 2 weeks? Yes, you're allowed to. The only question is zipping up your thing for 6 months. That was only tzad. But to button your shirt for 2 weeks is not a problem. And to close the door for 6 months is also not a problem. And that I don't think I've found anybody that says it's up. To close the door for 6 months. The making a table on Shabbos, putting it together, erecting a table on Shabbos. The Mechaber says that bizmanenu, there's no problem to make a table on Shabbos. And that's the pashtus, because most of our tables that we have, for one reason or another, the mutter to put up. If it's a folding table, it's oven v'koy, and therefore there's no problem to unfold it and make it as a proper table. If it's a regular table, which has four legs, which fell on the side, and you're being ma'amidit, also, it's ovid v'koy, therefore you're not making anything, besides for the fact that it doesn't have a mechitzas b'chol, and you're only using the top. The standard, even if you're putting, you have four legs, and you're putting a mamash like these tables are great, you have four legs, and they just put down a piece of wood on top of the four legs, that's also mutter, because you have no mechitzas underneath it, therefore, and you're being mishtamash on top of it, therefore there's no problem to make it on Shabbos. The truth is that in this past Shabbos I was by somebody else's house, and the table that we sat on had four mechitzas. They actually had four mechitzas all around the ground. Four mechitzas all around. However, it was a round table, so it stuck out. You were able to get your feet underneath until you banged into the wall. But there was, that's what it was. I tried picking up the top to see if it's a problem. It doesn't make a difference if you need the inside. That's the issue. That's where the chazanish. What? Oh, so that's the question. Can you get to it? So I wanted to see. Pick up the other side. I got it. Good. I didn't want to break the guy's thing. No, it doesn't make sense. It should be solid. I don't think it would be way too heavy. Either way, the only question that comes up is with regard to the Rajba. There's a Bir Halacha here that says that the Rajba holds that any time, even if your Ikar Kavana is not for underneath, but you're going to use underneath, then you don't need any mechitzas at all. Therefore, you can declare with regard to these tables that we have in front of us, that everybody's sitting in front of. L'chor, there should be a problem. Because to put down one of these planks of wood on top of the four legs should be a problem, because you need to be mishtamash underneath it. You didn't make it to be mishtamash underneath it, you made it to eat on top. But I think just about everybody here that I see is being mishtamash underneath it, because their feet are underneath the table. And you wouldn't be able to sit normally if your feet weren't underneath the table. So you have to mishtamash with it. And l'chor, it's no different, I know, it's no different than the cases that we say are problematic because they have mechitzas, because we need the air underneath it. What are the cases? Good. You have this flask that you need the air to come underneath it to keep it cold. You have two barrels that you need the air to go in between it to prevent it from getting moldy. These cases, you're being mishtamish underneath it. You're not being mishtamish underneath it. You need the airspace for something. As long as you need the airspace for something, then it's beseder. If you would have mechitzas going all the way down, it would be extremely uncomfortable to eat. That much I can tell you. Therefore, the chura, you have the tzirich. The guy needs to keep his shoes underneath his bed. He has no other place in his entire room to keep it. He needs to. I know the only thing underneath the bed of Tamal Chacham is definitely his shoes. But that means that there's nothing else there. But what does he have to keep his shoes underneath the bed? I don't keep my shoes underneath the bed. I have a box spring. So I'm not letting... Where do I keep my shoes? I don't keep them underneath the bed. There's no place. Anybody that has a box spring, you can't keep your shoes underneath the bed. So you have to keep them somewhere else. So vice versa, there's somewhere else in the room that you could keep your shoes. He has to keep his shoes. No, but as long as you're going to keep your shoes there, then that means that you're being mishtamash there. As long as you're going to keep your feet there underneath the table, then the chayyur being mishtamash there should be a problem. But maybe according to the Rajba, maybe they're inechanamic because they sat differently. They didn't sit, either they sat with their feet on the side, or they sat on the inechanamic. What? But they didn't sit underneath. No, because the mechitzas is, if you're going to put your feet underneath, it's going to be a problem. So certainly the times in Gemara they didn't sit like that, right? That's clear that they sat lying down, they sat on... The question is, what type of table is it on? Now, the truth is that we're not the first person to be Ma'ur this. The Maimon Mordechai, the Beis Meir, and a few hundred years ago they were Ma'ur this, Shiloh. But the way that we sit underneath tables, the Chiro, it is... And he says that's why the Rosh is Chiloh on the Rasba, because the Taki do need the Shdam Shiloh underneath it. Kimanu says. says, because you need the shnapshus underneath it. The chura, the shaila is whether or not we pass like the Rashba. The truth is, the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Lachar says that you should be choishes for this Rashba lechatchila. You shouldn't be choishes for this Rashba lechatchila, and therefore lechatchila would seem that it should be problematic to put down this. If you're going to sit normally underneath these tables, you should not be able to put down this beam on top of the legs. However, that's all theoretically. Practically, halacha l'maisa, l'chur, there's no problem at all. For kama time. One reason is, like the Chazon Ish says, even according to the Rashba, the only time that it's going to be aser is if you're also putting down the legs. If you're making the legs on Shabbos, then it's a problem to put down the beam on top of it. But if the legs are already there from before Shabbos, like these tables, if you haven't moved them from place to place, then to cover it over is not going to be a problem. Even without that, Rav Shlomo Zalman wants to taina what everybody else was about to scream at me beforehand, that ba'etzem you're not being mishtamish with it underneath it. When you have your shoes and you're sticking underneath the bed, you're trying to cover over your shoes, like the kohanim are supposed to cover over their shoes when they take them up. Maybe they're supposed to cover it over their shoes, like the Mishnah Berurah seems to say, that you should stick it underneath a bench, then nobody should see, also cover the base medrash when they go to Duchen. Memela, there you're trying to hide your shoes. As opposed to over here, it's just that I'm trying to use the top. Just practically, the easiest way for me to use the top is if my feet are stuck underneath the table. But not that ba'etzem I want to be mishtamish with it. I didn't really understand, because I don't understand why it's different than Chaviyus. He says it's Asprach. He says it's like the Eilam Asatayno. The third thing is that the Mishnah Berurah Alein in Siman Tavkov Beis in the Sharatin says that Anu Noyegin Deleika Rashba. That we talk about the minig is takana like the Rashba, and therefore, even though he says over here, like a tchilu, you should be machmer, but Lamaisa, he says that the minig is takana that way, so therefore, certainly with the tzir of all these Torahs together, there's no problem, halach Lamaisa, lachar, there should be no problem. So even this type of table, which you're putting down the plank on top of it, even if you're going to put your feet underneath it, there's no problem to make it on Shabbos. Now, with regard to this Rashba, the Bir Halacha says, getting late. The Bir Halacha says, with regard to this Rashba, he says that this Rashba is a chiddush. What's the Yisur of the Rashba? The Rashba holds, any time that you need the air underneath it, even if there's no mechitzas whatsoever, it's going to be problematic to make it on Shabbos. Says the Bir Halacha brings down from the grain, the Gra says, he says it can't be that the Rashba is right. Why? Because any time that you make a mechitza milmala lilmato, you're always making. Any time that you make a mechitza milamala lamata, which the Gemara says is mutter, l'chura, as soon as you make the lamala, what happens? You're holding a board, and you're waiting for somebody to stick something underneath the board to hold it up. Says the Goyin, according to the Rashba, as soon as you're holding up this board, then you already made an oil. What's going to help you to put mechitzas underneath it? You already made an oil, because any time that you need the shtamshes underneath it, then even before putting down any mechitzas, it's a problem. What's that? Oh. So now, that's what the Goyin's cash is. Says the Goyin makes a cheshbon. He says it can't be like the Rashba, because if it would be like the Rashba, the Gemara would never give us a heter to make the top of the oil and then stick the mechitzas underneath it, because as soon as you made the top of the oil, in a case where you need it underneath it, which is the case of the Gemara, L'chor is talking about such a case where you're trying to protect yourself from the sun, then as soon as you're holding it, you already made yourself an oil. What's going to help you to put your mechitzas underneath it? The Chazon Ish is chorlik with kifus, and one of the nekudos he says, b'chlal is not a raya at all, because first of all, a mechitza that you're holding up with your hands is not a mechitza. And therefore, any time that you're holding up a mechitza with your hands, it's not a problem. Now, the Ktzeis HaShulchan is Chalik. He says, L'chara, the only time that we say that a mechitza which you're holding up with your hands is not a mechitza, he says, that's dafka in a case where you're doing b'mokum tzar. He says they only matir such a mechitza b'mokum tzar if it's very hot or ukedeme, then they matir it. However, shalei b'mokum tzar, Chazal didn't matir it. The shayla is, he says, eva zei, how are you allowed to make a mechitza on simchas Torah? Are you allowed to take a talis and spread it out on simchas Torah on top of the chosen Torah, chosen brachos, kol narim, ukedeme? Before you're making a oil. So according to the Chazon Ish, it's very gishmak, because the Chazon Ish holds that any mechitza, any oil that you're holding up with your hand is not considered an oil. But if you hold, like it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah and the Vilna Gaon, that it's a problem. To make, even if you're holding it up in your hands, it's a problem, so then what's the reason, how is it mutter to make such a mechitza on Shabbos? On that he says, the reason why it's mutter is because it ain't also yelah l'kovod, k'moy b'chupa. It's only made for a covered. You're not trying to protect yourself from anything like that. It's kilu, you're trying to make that everybody that's around is underneath the talis. But you're not trying to protect yourself b'chal. It's only the covered ba'alma, and therefore it's mutter. Either way, it's going to be mutter. So we had a question. Is... Yeah, another question. Is there any hint that spread out talis during kolan arum? Yeah, either because you're holding it up with your hands, or it's only made of covered balm. What's the nafkamino? Tanis shmir shabbos kol chaso. When you buy the kreisel, we're not going to get the umbrella. We're going to get the umbrella. No, umbrella is different. Regardless, umbrella is different because the whole oil is only to be used in your hand. But tanis shmir shabbos kol chaso. What's the nafkamino when you buy the kreisel on Shabbos morning and they're laning and it starts raining and you want to cover over the sefer Torah? You want to spread out a talis to cover over the sefer Torah. So if the Vard is like the Chazon Ish, then any time that you're holding a talis in your hand, that's not considered a talis, it's not considered an oil, then it's no problem, even though you're trying to protect yourself there. It's not just a covered ba'alma. Your whole reason you're doing it is just to protect yourself from the rain. I remember I was in Tzfas once, many years ago in the summer, 17 years ago I think it was, and there was no air conditioning in the shul. And the Balkir was sweating away, and sweat was pouring off his face onto the Sefer Torah. So that's the big share. That's besides the possible Sefer Torah, it could be also Moichik on Shabbos. Okay, it's because it wasn't the Kalachian, the Nichle, Bechulo, all the different things, but certainly it's a problem. So what they did is they put a plastic piece, they had this plastic piece that they wanted to put on top of the Sefer Torah. So it shouldn't be, so if you put it just down straight onto the Sefer Torah, so then the Chari, there's no problem, you didn't make an oil. But if you hold it up a little bit, then the Chanami, you put it on top of the two sides of the Sefer Torah, then in Chanami, you have a problem of making oil. You're not protecting it. It would be a problem. It's only, well, Makom Tzar. No, you're not holding it up. You're not holding it up. Just put it down on top of the Sefer Torah. The two things on the Sefer Torah. Depends where they're holding. It's in the summer months. So there you're trying to protect yourself as a... so we'll get there. How are you talking? So we'll get to that. That's one case which would be an afkamina. According to the Tzitz HaShulchan, it should be a problem to protect yourself in the rain. According to the Chazon Ish, it should be mutter. Another case would be you're outside in the rain and you want to take a garbage bag and hold it up, a cardboard box, and hold it over your head to protect yourself in the rain. Is that a problem or not? According to the Chazon Ish, it's not a problem. And according to the Tzitz HaShulchan, maybe that's considered Makom Tzar. Then, but according to those that are chalik, then in a chanami, the chalik should be a problem. Because the money, that's how Rabbi Ribia says in Sefer Lamed Tzitz Melachos, that you should not put a box over your head. Avol, kim dumani, that the minhag ha'olam is, lamaisa, to be noyig heter, any oil which is being held up with your hand. Kim dumani, that is the minhag ha'olam, to be mekel. I think Darach HaShabbos nems on kapshuta, like the Chazon Ish, doesn't even, that any time that you're holding it up in your hand, then, like the Chazon Ish, it would not have a shame oil, therefore, side by, when you get caught in the rain, side by you're by the kreisel, and you want to protect it, any of these types of things, would be mutter as long as you're holding it up with your hands. With regard to umbrellas, like was mentioned before, and even though you're holding it with your hands, we'll get to that, Be'ez Hashem Behemshech, and Sif Ches, if the Olam gets to it. And therefore, it shouldn't be a problem. Sif Dalet. We'll leave it. Shver. Just with regard to, let me just finish the question. What's the story regarding opening folding beds and folding tables or adding a leaf to an existing table? There's no problem to open folding beds and folding tables because it's Avin Rekoi. Folding beds is actually, the Bir Lacha talks about it, a possible issue that might come up. The Pashas is that it's Avin Rekoi, making a folding bed is not a problem. Or adding a leaf to an existing table also, you're being moistif on an oil, and therefore there's no problem to add the leaf. Al Binyan also Pashas is no problem. And Bechlal is not an oil anyhow because you have four legs, you don't have any mechitzas, and therefore, it's not a problem. Kitchen count, as we said, is not a problem. Making the is not a problem. How about extending an accordion door? That we mentioned, if the door is already attached and we see that it's also the kach, then there's no problem. But if you have an accordion, if you have an accordion mechitza, which is totally folded up, to spread it out on Shabbos, it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah that that's a problem because it was, even when it's folded up, it was more than a tefach wide. It wasn't made for the purpose of an oil, and therefore we don't see it as an oil. and therefore it would be a problem, mechitzah materes, on Shabbos.